morning, everybody, and welcome to Seeking Salvation. My name is Sarah, and I am super excited to be here. We're going to start off our hour with a prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. One, you shall have no other gods before me. Two, you shall not make idols. Three, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Four, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Five, honor your father and mother. Six, you shall not murder. Seven, you shall not commit adultery. Eight, you shall not steal. Nine, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. And ten, you shall not covet. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Seeking Salvation. It is Sunday, May 18th, and I'm your host, Sarah. And as always, I'm super excited to be here. I have a really intense message this week, and I'm going to start out lightly because there is a lot to this subject, right? So the subject this week is the Antichrist according to scripture. There's a lot of stuff going around on the internet right now about this guy, the Mahdi, who claims to be the successor of Jesus Christ. And I'm not giving power to anything like that, anything like an Antichrist, because one, it puts him or this being on the same level as God, which I do not believe in. I do not think they have as much power as God. God is over everything. I have started praying a little differently recently. So I started praying that I am rejecting Satan and the synagogues of Satan and the rulers of this world when I start praying, because it has occurred to me that there are many people that are lost right now, and enduring to the end is kind of important, and you have to be sure of who you're praying to, because they have changed so many things, and I do feel like churches are misled and people are misled. The Bible's been changed, and we're not exactly sure how. The only thing I think that we can do is pay attention to God's laws and to the words of Jesus and keep on the path of righteousness. And you know righteousness by the fruits of the Spirit, right? So God is over everything. 1 Samuel 2, verse 9. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. Period. So this guy is talking about the river of blood. This Mahdi is talking about the river of blood, the punishment that's going to come down on the world, which is also talked about in Revelations. However, one of the ways that I feel like you know a wicked person is by their words and their fruits, right? Because a righteous person would not incite violence. And God, during prayers that I've had, I practice the Sabbath every week, and I think that everybody should practice the Sabbath, and I also think you should be fasting right now, because I feel like the spiritual warfare that is going on in the world is kind of incredible at this point, and it has gotten to me. I was fully in a path that was incorrect, and I started losing connection to God, and it was very scary because I didn't even realize it was happening. And through that, I kind of realized that it is going to be by degrees that people are lost. So Proverbs 1, verse 15 through 19 says, "My son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths. For their feet will rush into evil. They are swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net where every bird can see it. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush only themselves. Such are the paths of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the life of those who get it." So, what does that mean? One, the people that go after things that are unrighteous, after ill-gotten gains, right, they will taste their own blood because they're only adding to their death. Those that go against God will seek vengeance and blood, and they will rush into evil things. I've often considered the enemy and what not to do, because I think it's very difficult these days to try to discern, because the enemy is really good at what he does, right? Like, he is really good, and that's why I said it's going to be a matter of degrees, right? The enemy doesn't care if you are a couple of degrees off God or you are all the way off God. Because if you are off God, you are still sinning and it's unrepented, and therefore you are away from God, right? It is the repenting that matters. And so if you don't know that you're sinning, you're not repenting, although God tells you to live according to the law that you know, which kind of gives people not an out, but if you don't know, you can't be held responsible for what you don't know, which is one of my questions with the beast, right? Because I'm going to get into that in a little bit. But some of the things that I know to do, and I'm going to share these things because I think that they're important, especially in this day and age. And I don't care what the media is telling you, and I don't care what church is telling you. Give thanks to God. Bless God. Because that is number one, right? Thou shalt love God and have no other gods before him. Bless other people. Love your brothers and sisters as you love yourself. Even if you don't understand them, even if they are on the path of wickedness, you still have to love them as a person. And I think that that is going to come into play more during the tribulation than we think. Do not rush into hatred, violence, or wrath. Those are the tools of Satan, the tools of wickedness. And I'm not even going to call him Satan anymore. And I'm going to give you a reason for that in a little bit. Do not seek division. So this came to me this week during my meditation, is that it's everything in the world is divided right now. And it is said that a house divided cannot stand. Jesus said that. Right. And I think he said everything he said for a reason, because not everybody would understand it. Right. You always think of Republican, Democrat. But then I started thinking about the world as a whole, and the world is divided. They're divided into countries. We're divided into people. We're divided into races. We're divided into genders. We're divided in so many, so many ways. And this is not going back to the genders specifically. I'm just saying that there are all these divisions in life. I do believe there are two genders, and but I still think you need to love everybody. So it doesn't excuse anything to say that. But we also have Islam versus Christianity, which I think are the two big things that are coming to a head right now. We have the Republicans versus the Democrats. But everything in our world is divided, and we have to get over that, because we are all God's children, and we need to start finding our sameness as opposed to our differences, because it's divided right now and it needs not to be. You need to speak love to people, and that is very difficult. It's a journey that I've been on for a while now, and I've been trying to speak love instead of chaos, right? Where gossip or hateful things or judgment, you have to get away from those things. And God says, you know, you need to leave sin behind. Jesus said that. So really try to avoid those pitfalls. Adhere to the proofs of the Spirit. Philippians 4:8 said, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. So we have to change our thoughts right now. It is very easy to get carried away with the amount of hate that is in the world. And this applies to everything. I think we're being too literal about the words of God and Jesus. And I'm going to tell you why. I think we need to break down our end time behavior One, to following the path that few people are following, and that is definitely not Islam or Christianity, I hate to tell you, but there are billions of Christians, and I do think that they're going to be persecuted, but I do think a lot of them are lost, and I don't think they know they're lost, which is a problem, because the enemy plays in degrees. If you are adhering to some things but still attached to wealth, you're probably on the wrong path. You're unaligned to God, right? So it doesn't matter to the wicked if you're doing a few things or a lot of things or whatever, because it's still a sin. In the end, it's a matter of inches, not miles. And I know I keep saying this, but I want you to really understand what I'm saying, right? Because the enemy is not going to deceive you with grand gestures. That's not his way. He twists things. If you remember Job, he twists it. He didn't kill him. He twisted it. He got into his thoughts. And that is what the enemy is going to do. That is what the wicked people are going to do. We do not know what's been misinterpreted in the Bible or changed. We don't know that. But we can be assured that it has, because Jesus called out the hand of the scribes, right? He talked about the hand of the scribes and to beware of that. So beware that you can't be literal about anything that surrounds this subject. And I know that sounds crazy and chaotic and confusing, but you have to just look at the tenets of spirituality and religion right now. And that is, and I don't even really believe in religion as an individual thing, like Protestant, Catholic. I believe in the Word of God and the law of God, which is love God and love your neighbor and stop with all the division. You must know the word, though, because the word is how you're going to tell what something is or isn't, right? Because they're going to be like, they're going to take the scripture and they're going to twist it. And it's going to be very close. And most people have not read the Bible. And I said for years that I read the Bible, and I had read a lot of the Bible, right? I have read a lot of the Bible, but I don't know that I knew the intricate details of the Bible. Somebody could have fooled me if they were close enough. And I think that the enemy is counting on that. I think the enemy is counting on us knowing the Bible, but not knowing every part of it, right? And we don't know what's wrong, but God is going to sort that out at the end. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and leave not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. So do not give power to those who are called the Antichrist or Satan. Instead, believe in God. Believe in positive things. Do not give in to the negative, evil things of the world and put power into them. And everybody is doing that right now, as evidenced by the fact that people are watching his videos. They are believing in this Antichrist. They are giving it power. And the more power he has, the more popular he gets, and the more it spreads. And that's exactly how it's going to happen, right? I'm not convinced he's the Antichrist. I'm not convinced he's anybody, actually, but we'll see. Matthew 5, verses 33 through 48. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, and that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? If you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. So this is what I'm talking about, right? The degrees. Because even pagans love their family. So you're not going to be able to tell people just by what you think you're going to be able to tell them by. Thessalonians 2, chapter 2, verse 3. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first and the lawless one is revealed, the one destined for destruction. So there is a person that's going to rise up, a lawless one. And I'm kind of on the fence about this, because are we talking God's laws or are we talking men's laws? We knew that Jesus had an issue with the scribes and the way that they wrote things, right? He talked about that. And he always referred that to the fact that he doesn't follow the laws of man. So if he doesn't follow the laws of man, and the Bible has not changed that much since the Old Testament, there's the law of man is still there. And he had an issue with it, right? So what are we talking about here? My belief is that we're talking about the laws of God, right? This is going to be somebody that is going against God's laws of thou shalt love God with all your heart. You shall not lie, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Also going to be a problem, I feel like. All the Ten Commandments, right? The laws from God. And the greatest law is thou shalt love God with all your heart. And the second greatest, according to Jesus, is thou shalt love your neighbor. So if somebody is not loving their neighbor or killing them or bringing down river of blood upon somebody, that is not loving your neighbor. That is explicitly against what Jesus taught. So, and I do believe that that is a true doctrine of Jesus Christ, is that you should love your neighbor. It's in the Bible so many times. It's Old Testament, New Testament. There's a lot of books to back that up. There are a lot of books to back up the fact that you should love God with all your heart, right? And if you do these two things, the other things will follow. So love God, love your neighbor. If somebody is going against that, then they are not for God, right? And be careful about being for God and against God, because anybody that's not for the beast is not against us. So there are going to be people that fall on the fence, and your job is to bring them in, by the way. Revelations 13, 1 through 4 says, and I saw a beast rising out of the sea, and on its horns were 10 diadems, which is a jeweled crown. And on its head were blasphemed names. And the beast that I saw was like a leopard. Its feet were like a bear, and its mouth was like a lion's mouth. And the dragon gave its power and its throne and great authority. One of its heads seemed to have received a death blow, but its mortal wound had been healed. In amazement, the whole earth followed the beast. They worshiped the dragon, for he had given his authority to the beast, saying, who is like the beast and who can stand against it? I think this is talking about technology, because it sounds like a weapon to me. I think the beast is separate from the Antichrist. I think the Antichrist is more of a ruler. I think the beast is more of a weapon, and I think the dragon is a country. And I don't want to make inferences about who that is, but I do think the Antichrist is going to be a world leader who controls the dragon and the beast. And I think that there is a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes right now that we don't know about. And God has told me that. I mean, literally, I have been in meditation. I know that there is a deceiver coming. I know that it's going to be soon. And that many, many will be deceived. And my question is always, how am I supposed to know? How am I supposed to understand what is real versus what is media? We live in a world right now where the media controls everything. They control the narrative. We have woke people and we have conspiracy theorists, and the conspiracy theorists are kind of 12 and zero at this point, but they were right, right? In my head, I think that it is bigger than this. I think that there is a deception going on that we can't even know about. And I think that many people are going to be shocked by it because they're not going to realize what happened. One of the things that I received in Revelation is that everybody that's in power right now, and that includes everybody, is not who you think they are. And I have received that I should be very, very careful when it comes to giving my support or agreement to anybody in power, because this isn't what it seems. Nothing is what it seems right now. Because the media is controlling everything. And you need to be careful of that. Because if they want it to be bad, and this was my thought about, you know, the underdog, right? We had an election in which the underdog was elected. But we love an underdog. He used to be part of the Democratic Party, and so did Elon. They were both part of the Democratic Party. What if they're both working against us? What if both sides are working against us? I don't know. It seems like a psyop that could have been created since the 1980s to me. But I digress, because I have no proof of this, and I haven't received a lot of revelation about it. I've just always felt uneasy about everything that's going on right now. Because freedom of speech is great. It is. But if it still goes against God, then it's still wrong. So, I don't know. I feel like we've always been slaves to the system. And I think we're always going to continue to be slaves to the system, because true breaking away and following God is the whole point. And the only person I know that is breaking away from the system right now is Aaron Abke, who talks about God and the Jesus that I know and love, but it's all very confusing. So be careful and try to think about things very carefully when you're dealing with the Antichrist or any sort of power in this world, because things aren't what they seem. I was thinking the other day about the dead rising in Christ. And it occurred to me that AI is bringing the dead back to life. I mean, what if we're being too literal about the Bible and Revelations? It's a scary thought, because we could have overlooked things that have already happened because we are seeing them a certain way and we're only seeing one viewpoint. I don't know. But what I do know is that the smallest path, the narrow road, the hard road, is going to be fewer people. And it's going to be people that are really paying attention to God's word. That is what I know. And I know rejecting the synagogues of Satan, and I'm not making an overreaching claim about churches in particular, because I do think that the good will be separated from the bad. And I think that's why Jesus built his church the way that he did, so that a lot of people could come in And the people that could find God in that would find him and be separated at the end. But there are a lot of people that are in the church right now that are on a bad path. And I can tell you for certain, right? If you're worshiping money, if you're worshiping iPads, you need the latest technology. If you love anything more than you love God, you are on the wrong path. And I'm not making a statement about material things, right? But they're not more important than God. I hear it every day. I want this or I want that or I need this or I need that. Don't buy anything new. Sell everything you have and follow God. Give to the poor and the needy, though, not to a person. Love your neighbor in that. The religious right is one of the most powerful organizational things that exist in the world right now. They lobby a lot in D.C., in the government. So if you're giving your money to an organization or a person, stop. Give it to the poor. Give it to the needy. Make lunches. I don't know. I carry around blessing bags in my car for people, right? And I'm not saying that as a toot my own horn type of thing. But get out of it. I almost joined a church until I realized that I was locking in to a system that is doing exactly what Jesus talked about not doing. And I had to stop. Because I was lonely. And Satan was playing on that. Or the evil, wicked part of life was playing on that. But you shouldn't join a church because you're lonely. You should be joining a church because of God, right? Everything should be because of God. I don't think that there's more than 4 hours that go by that I don't think about what I'm doing in the eyes of God anymore. And it's made my life very walled in, but it's not a bad walled in. Right? Like I truly love the Sabbath. I love reading the Bible. I love studying. I love praying. I love fasting. I love my time with God. Right? I miss fellowship and I miss the things of the world sometimes, but I don't miss them enough to go back to it. And I'm about to start another walk of faith that is hopefully going to lead me to where I need to be to do what I need to do. But it is incredibly difficult to walk a path where you're constantly thinking about God, about being a good person, about giving to other people, about loving other people. Loving other people is a big hill for me, right? Because it's so easy to get angry at people and I'm defensive and I've been hurt. And when people hurt me, I lash out. And, you know, I have all these human characteristics that just make me unable to resist temptation sometimes, but I'm working on it. And you should work on it too. Try daily repentance and try to just get closer to God. Give up the stuff of the world. Whatever it is that you're holding on to that means more to you than God, you need to put it on the altar and pick up your cross and follow him. Because it's the only way to get there. And it is a crazy world right now. And I am truly, I don't want to say afraid. I'm not afraid of the enemy at all. I used to be. I used to get very fearful and upset about all of this stuff because, I don't know, I didn't understand why babies were dying and I didn't understand why people had to die. I didn't understand why animals had to die or why the earth had to burn. And I had all these questions. And then you just have to go back to lean not on your own understanding, because we don't see the big picture here. We don't understand why some people have to die and others don't. And I had to stop thinking about it because it just made me cry a lot. And I realized that no matter what I do, it is not my plan and is not my war. It is God's war, and I am more than willing to fight in this war with and for Him. I am more than willing to. I will strap on the armor of God and go against a demon or a wicked being at any point. But until He calls me, I need to just try to talk to people about the Word of God. And that's what I'm doing with this channel. And just, if I could give you any advice right now, it would be to stay righteous. Stay on the path of righteousness. Don't listen to the division. Stop scrolling on social media. Get it down to a minimum. Social media has been created to disturb you. But also, if you're focused on it, you're not focused on God, right? Because it's not used for that. So get off social media. Help people, don't help the church. It's easy to help people. You just find out what people need and you give it to them, right? Whether it's a smile or a meal or whatever, a coat. There are plenty of places that collect things for the needy, and try to find some of those places. But the closer we get to the end, the more I feel like we're helping the wrong people by tithing. The Antichrist is also somebody who denies the Father and the Son. So, he who denies that Jesus is the Christ, this is the Antichrist. He who denies the Father and the Son. 1 John 2:22. This is going to be a man of lawlessness, a man that denies God, a man that denies Jesus, a man that is prone to violence and anger. It is going to be somebody that is very charismatic, which is actually one of the reasons I don't think the Mahdi is the Antichrist, because he is not that charismatic. I think that he reads off a teleprompter a lot, and okay, I get it. But the call to violence for me is the thing that discerned it for me. Because he literally is saying that there's going to be a river of blood and there is going to be punishment. And that's God's wrath, not his, first of all. God is bringing that. I don't know if he's one of the messengers. I guess we'll see. If he dies in Jerusalem, then he would be one, right? But there's two messengers, not just one. So if he is the messenger from God and he has been given all authority on the earth, then where is the other messenger? Because there's two. And they're going to die in Jerusalem and be brought back to life 3 days later. So, because we do kill the prophets. I mean, that's been true since before Jesus. And I don't know, this is a crazy world right now. And I pray for everybody that listens to this podcast and everybody in the world, actually. It's part of my weekly meditation to pray for every country and every person. And I don't pray individually for every person, but I pray for all the people in the world and all the lost people that are struggling to get by right now, struggling to figure out what's real versus what's not real. It's almost like there's so much information that it's impossible to tell what's real. And that's exactly what the enemy wants. The enemy wants us to be confused, but fear not, because confusion is the beginning of understanding. So we, as God's people, will figure it out. And when we do, you will not be able to confuse us. And it may be little by little, because God reveals things as he goes, right? So start the journey. Just give up the things that are not of God. Please give up the things that are not of God. Because I assure you, Facebook doesn't care if you're there or not. Anyway, we're going to pray, and I'm going to end the message here. I'm sorry if this was very disjointed. I know I got off on a few tangents today, but I have a lot of concerns going on right now, and it's hard to kind of verbalize everything into a strict kind of podcast script. So I tend to be a talker, and that's how inspiration comes to me. So I'm going to continue to do that. I do write down notes for it, but there's a lot to this subject, right? I mean, who is the Antichrist in Scripture? He's going to be somebody that's very charismatic. And just slightly off of Scripture. Just slightly off. Right? Look for the deception. Anyway, dear Father, we reject Satan and the synagogues of Satan and the rulers of this planet. We worship the God of heaven and the creator of Adam. Please bless us as we go forward on this journey. Help us discern what is right and what is not right. Give us the knowledge of the Bible and your word that we can tell the wicked from the good, and that we can move forward in confidence in your word and what we're doing. Help everyone love their brothers and sisters, and of course, love you the most. Help them walk away from the things that are dragging them down and keeping them slaves to our world. Let them walk away. Please bless every person trying to find you with the knowledge that they need to find you and connect with you. And we pray all these things in your name. Amen.